The ubiquitous Nazarene. The Nazarene is made up of nothing but stolen legends, stolen identities, and a bunch of meaningless, worthless, hypocritical, and contradictory teachings. I don't think there has been a character in all of history that is as fictitious as this Nazarene idiot, and because he is a lie, he can change according to the times. He was invented to be nothing more than a distraction for the masses, with the intention of removing all spiritual knowledge and powers from the populace and placing it in the hands of a controlling few to the detriment of the all. Christianity has survived because it has always adapted to the times, just as it is doing today. The Christian Church finally admitted insidiously that the earth is not flat. If they hadn't, they wouldn't have survived. This is just one of numerous examples. Now, the Nazarene has put on a New Age face. The teachings of the original gods and ancient knowledge are all of a sudden attributed to the Nazarene. This is whether they come from Egypt, some double-digit IQ individuals have the stupidity to claim he was a pharaoh. In the 1960s and 1970s, he was the ideal hippie. Now he is the great teacher of this New Age crap and the threefold joke, which of course includes those nefarious angels and Judeo-Christian mysticism. During the Crusades, he was the Christian warrior, leading the Christian armies to slaughter everyone in their path. Onward, Christian soldiers. With Islam, he still exists, but this time he is not the Son of God, but as a prophet. He seems to be everywhere and conforms to every trend and every culture. Just slap the poor, ragged, professional victim on two cross sticks of wood and there he is. The only thing that is real concerning this ubiquitous clown is the suicidal teachings designed to turn the whole of society into malleable slaves. The underlying message never changes. This is analogous to a harmless-looking rodent that brings in lethal parasites that infest the locale like what happened with the bubonic plague of the Middle Ages. Because he is fictitious, he can be made into whatever they please as long as it is done insidiously. He can be anything, at any time, and anywhere. On the one hand, he is celibate and the Son of God. On the other hand, in order to adapt with the sexual openness of today, he now has sexual relations with Mary Magdalene. Because new knowledge has come from the Far East, of course he was there from age 13 till 30. As there is no written record, so they can make up anything they wish. This way, they can attribute a lot of the Eastern teachings to him and claim, the All is One. Yeah, the All is One until someone mentions Satan. And either there is denial or defensiveness out of these jokers. Because homosexuality is becoming more open, now parts of the Gospel of St. John, which were conveniently deleted, claim he had sexual intercourse with another male. He can be anything, at any time, and anywhere. The Nazarene never gave any direct answers to anything. This way, the Bible thumper is free to quote here and there, as they see fit. His parables fit any situation, at any time, and say nothing. They can be interpreted 100 different ways. Just put him on a stick and start pounding away.